Lori Harvey, Michael B. Jordan's a Kanye West child.
And Shakira is not only trolling her cheating ex, but now, honey, she got smoke for his mama. We'll explain.
Plus, the Martin Luther King Jr. monument is causing some major backlash. Welcome to Dish Nation. Woo. And you already know we're going to have a lit show today. And to help us out is our friend and entertainment journalist, Melissa Knowles.
Hey. There it is. Hey, everybody. It's so good to be back. Brad, what's the latest dish?
Well, y'all, it's time for a double snack. Exes Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan are both, honey, living with new people in their new lives, okay? So from turtle to Nunu, word is Lori Harvey is now dating the star of Snowfall, handsome British actor Damson Idris. Did I say it right here, crack? Is it Damson or Damson?
Damson.
Damson.
Well, mad people was going, damn, son.
Damson. And they are ready to share their love with the world, y'all. So in honor of Lori's 26th birthday, Damson shared a photo of himself kissing her on the cheek, darling, with the caption, "Happy birthday, doo-doo." He also followed up with a shout-out with another solo snapshot of Lori holding up a stack of cash, captioning that pic, "The Plug." So, they were also seen together at her birthday dinner, booed up, honey.
Now, for everybody out there who feels sorry for Michael B. Jordan, don't, because he has moved on, man. He's reportedly dating a 26-year-old British model by the name of Amber Jepson.
Oh, honey, that was fast, baby. Back to white women. Before Juneteenth.
He don't have the time. Don't do that.
Before Juneteenth.
He just likes them beautiful, and she's allegedly.
26. She's 26. Get it how you live. If you are ready to do a little sticking and moving, stick and move.
Not sticking and moving.
Like Prince Hakeem. She's selling her royal oats, darling. Now, Melissa and Brad, now Michael B. Jordan called her turtle, and now Damson gave her the pet name Nunu. Does your significant others have pet names for y'all?
Absolutely. I call my baby beautiful, and she calls me beautiful, too.
Where did that come from?
Just because I think she's so beautiful, and she think I'm so beautiful, that we just wake up and we see each other. We be like, hey, beautiful, and it just makes you feel so good inside.
Oh,
like,
that is touching.
I just get goosebumps every day. She be like, hey, beautiful. I be like, hey, beautiful. Yeah, it's really sick.
We saw that demonstration the other day,
Shut up.
Well, exes Lori and Michael B. might have new booze, but Kanye West has a new wife.
Wow.
Now, word is Ye tied the knot with Yeezy architectural designer Bianca Censori. Now, according to reports, the pair did not file a legal marriage certificate to make it official, but instead held a private ceremony to exchange I do's. Now, if you're wondering how Kim feels about this, all sources claim that Kim hates Yeezy's new wife and she's had a grudge against her for ages. Another person added, she's pretty and Kim hates pretty girls.
But you know why I get this? Because she's worked at Yeezy.
Thank
forever.
You.
So she probably been flirting and he probably been eyeballing her. So Kim knows like something been going on the low for a long
time.
And that's why she didn't like her. Her instincts, honey.
Exactly. Yeah, female intuition is pretty much undefeated.
Okay.
Even though, yo, ain't nothing there. Like,
fact.
I just don't like that they're trying to make it seem like Kim doesn't like her because she's pretty.
And
like,
you know, that's a lie.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, but Kim is surrounded by beautiful people, whether factory made or not. I don't think that it's because of that. I think it's what Brad said. It's like, wait a minute, girl.
I know you.
You had your eye on my man for a minute.
A long, exactly.
That's what it is. There's history there.
So for him to marry her, it is like a slap in the face.
But
like,
how do you think Kanye felt when she was dating Pete? You know what I mean? Because, like, it's somebody who's been around.
We talked about bro code, right?
You know,
bro code.
You kissed her on SNL in front of Kanye West. You know, like, how you think he felt?
Well,
some type of way.
Bad, but at least, she didn't marry Pete, though.
Yeah.
He didn't marry this lady.
I don't think they really married, though.
They not married.
And is she still on the payroll, too? So are you, well, I guess doubly paid now.
I don't know if Yeezy brand exists anymore. Because of the whole Adidas thing.
Two checks.
Well, it seems like new year and new hookups are happening, y'all.
Okay.
Reportedly, Selena Gomez is dating the Chainsmoker singer Andrew Taggart. Seems the pair has gone on a few dates recently, but wants to keep their romance casual and low-key. Now, insiders
claim... They need to stay
in
the house, then. Go ahead.
Okay. What are you
doing?
Right?
Yeah.
Now, insiders claim the new couple have been sneaking around at members only clubs, and their chemistry is palpable. Well, Selena can hardly keep her hands off him, and they're having a lot of fun together.
She's been through a lot. We always hear about her mental health issues and all the things she's been through, the stuff with Justin Bieber. Like, I want her to move on and to see her happy with somebody.
He's been through a lot too, Brad. Like,
for real?
Remember, like, last week we used to talk about how, like, he used to have threesomes with fans?
Oh, is that this?
Yeah, that guy, Chainsmokers.
Ooh.
Yeah, smoke him if you got him. However, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, you know, everybody gonna go through their wild phase and do what they can do when they can get away with doing it. I just want to see Selena happy as well.
Speak for yourself, you know what I mean? Brother.
They need to sit down and pray, honey, and hope that, you know, something good come of all of this mess, because they both got mental issues. So he got mental issues from whoring around. She got mental issues because Justin damaged her. So I feel sorry for him. I'm praying.
You know, it's part of the living experience. You know, everybody go through something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How many frogs you got to kiss to find your prince or princess? Just hope you don't need herpes in the process.
Okay, as Headcrack was saying, Shakira, Shakira is back with some wicked shade for her ex-lover and baby daddy, Gerard Piqué, and, his mama.
Oh, not her mama's.
Girlfriend has been blasting her diss breakup track nonstop from her balcony, y'all, with a life-size bruja and that's witch in Espanol facing her neighbors, Gerard's mother's house, y'all.
That's dirty.
And she has extra smoke for Gerard's mama because apparently she has welcomed his new girlfriend, Clara Chiamarti, one of the women he cheated on. Oh, my God. He cheated on her with, y'all. Into the family with open arms. Now, word of advice for Gerard. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. You better move your mama and get Shakira. Shakira, what she want?
This is like a real-life telenovela. I mean, it's like escándalo. First of all, why do y'all live right next to us?
That's what I was about to ask. Why do y'all live next door?
Somebody need to move.
Do you realize how hard it is to find a witch after Halloween?
Like, that's what you're thinking about.
Yeah, like, you know, the effort that it took to put, you know, like,
to find
together.
A bruja?
Bruja. Got you all in check.
She's hurt. Yeah, I don't know.
Bruja.
Okay, y'all, it's time for a
discovery!
Baby, honey, this new monument, honey, in Boston that was sculpted, honey, to honor the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has got people in a frenzy. So it's supposed to be a statue that was inspired by a famous photo of Martin Luther King and Coretta hugging after he won the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1964. Mm-hmm. But, honey, it just looks like a big old eggplant.
Yeah, it depends on what angles you're looking at it. Like, there's one angle where it looks like a bald head person, like, having some fun time, you know, downtown. And then one person on social media said it looked like when Tyrese and Ving Rhames were fighting in Baby Boy. That was my favorite one.
You know, Gary isn't actually just being dramatic, I know. Even Coretta Scott King's cousin wasn't feeling it and said, this is a quote, "It's a stump that looked like a penis." So what do y'all think? Is this monument as bad as everyone says it is?
Well, I have never seen a penis that big before, so I don't know if it really looks like a big old penis, but I can only imagine.
Ho, ho, ho.
I wouldn't see this in person because I can't gauge it from the picture. Like, it's weird. I don't...
Yeah, it's neat.
It's different.
Even MLK would be like, this is some that has been presented here today.
That's blasphemy. No, he wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't
know if he would appreciate this one.
All right, coming up, sounds like Shawn Mendes might be getting his back cracked like never before. Ooh, more on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now it looks like we might have another
special alert.
Okay, y'all, it's been a while since Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello split, right? And Shawn might have a new love in his life. Dr. Jocelyn Miranda has been popping Shawn for a while. Because, y'all, she's a celebrity chiropractor.
There you go.
And she's also worked with Justin and Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez's new man, Drew Taggart, among others. But check this out. Shawn is 24 and Dr. Jocelyn is 51. And she was spotted following Shawn to his L.A. home with what could be an overnight bag, darling. What do you guys think?
Those are just her tools.
Right.
Tools that she needs
her
for the
massage
practice.
Tools.
For the practice.
Right.
Oh, no, that's probably her toys, honey, that she needed, honey.
No, that's her roller, you know, and her mat.
I, I w- will say, though, chiropractors, they be having the magic touch sometimes. So sometimes when people go,
it make you want to smash?
Yeah, low key.
I've never had a chiropractor make me want to smash.
No. Me either.
Like, what kind of chiropractor do you go to?
Okay.
The students, the people that are practicing.
See, that's one place I would never want to have someone who is inexperienced. Because, like, one wrong crack and I'm rolling.
Yeah, why do you want the students? They can tear your spine up.
Listen, if I come in here walking like the letter C in one day, you know what I'm saying? You know, it went terribly wrong.
Yeah, crack been trusted to be interpreted.
I mean,
my Lord.
All right, enough talking about smashing for now.
Never.
Okay, well, it seems like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards has found herself in a bit of a feud.
Oh, Lord.
I know. On Watch What Happens Live, Shaws of Sunset star Reza Farahan was asked who the most overrated housewife was.
Ooh.
And he said it was Kyle.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
Well, Kyle clapped back on IG saying, wasn't his show canceled? And wasn't he the first one voted off on Traitors?
Ooh.
I can't even be offended.
What?
As a person who's never watched any of those shows.
I don't know what Traitors is either.
Well, Kyle was really good, honey, on Beverly Hills Housewives.
I like her.
That's Paris' aunt.
Yeah, she had a great presence to me as well.
Like, some people say it's better to be overrated than underrated. Which one would y'all prefer?
Well, we know who he's talking about, so I feel like, well, she is famous enough for us to have her on a first-name basis. Well, some of us.
Yeah.
Some of us know who she is.
I wonder why he feels like she's overrated, though.
Maybe he feels like she's not talented.
That's what he feels. He's trying to be cute.
You don't have to be talented to be on Housewives.
Oh, clearly. Wait a minute.
No, they're watching your lives and the things
that you
go through. You on there rapping or singing or something or presenting a talent.
You don't even have to be married.
Yeah, you don't even. It's like your life. They're showing your life and how you live. There's no, you don't have to be talented. So I'm trying to figure out how he thinks she's overrated. What is she doing?
He probably just a hater, honey. That's what I feel hater is.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Okay, now, Headcrack, I hear you have a deal on a new wireless service that won't cost a cement every month.
Ooh. Yep, if saving more and spending less is one of your top goals for 2023, like mine, stop paying insane amounts of money every month for your phone bill. Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton. Now, I love my Mint Mobile plan because it makes it easy to save, save, save. Now, for people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. By going online only and eliminating traditional cost of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/dish. That's mintmobile.com/dish. Cut your wireless bill at $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dish.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Let's get into this. It's time for
What the Heck?
Now, just when you thought Usher had every hairstyle possible, my man said, watch this. And, yo, my man came through looking like a flaming hot Cheeto in these streets. Now, Usher gave fans a peek at his new hairstyle. He's rocking around Paris. And it's giving orange, y'all. But how y'all feeling about it? You think
I feel like Usher can do no wrong. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can make his hair lime green if he wants to. This is not orange. This is cognac. Thank you. And a lot of us wear this color. So I don't care what you say. It looks good to me.
Yeah, I think it looks a hot mess.
Well, that's you.
Yeah. If he should have did it yellow, then he could look like a parrot.
He's a rock star, so he can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Oh, he a rock star?
Like when all these white kids rock and roll dye their hair green and purple and pink, y'all don't say nothing about that.
I think he looks so cute, though. It's Usher. He said, watch this. One fan did comment, though, and they said, you don't have to call. I'm going to hang up.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's some hating-ass lame.
I mean, dude.
Anyway, honey, I think, honey, we could do the flaming Cheeto look, honey, better than Usher can. Y'all, look at this.
Oh, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Not Headcrack's beard.
Yeah, I definitely know what I'm not going to do.
You kind of look like a leprechaun.
It actually looks cute on you, Gary.
But it makes me look more gayish.
It makes you look younger. Oh, it does look younger? Yes.
Well, I'm going to do my hair tomorrow.
Well, Brett, I think it looks very complimentary on you.
Yeah. I love this color. It's cognac. I'm telling you.
Hey, Craig, I hate to say it to you, baby, but you do look like that leprechaun.
Yeah, if I had a black hat with the buckle.
You look like a leprechaun.
Okay, everybody, here we go. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
Now, imagine telling your mama she's childish and not your type of woman.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
That's a whole nightmare.
I'm sorry.
Oh, make sure you still got all your teeth. Now you're welcome. That is what Blueface told his mama, Carlissa, on him and Krishan Rock's insane reality show, Crazy in Love. Look at this.
You're my mother. I love you, mother. But just not my type of woman, I guess. Just not my type of lady.
You're not my type of son.
These kids today, child.
Yeah, they something else.
How disrespectful and rude is that, though, to say about your mother?
Maybe
that's the type of relationship they had.
Probably so, exactly.
You know, maybe that's their dynamic, but I could never.
Neither could I, honey. She probably had him when she was young, so they probably grew up together.
They friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and that's probably how that's
going. But there are boundaries.
Hello.
There are boundaries.
Yes.
The mama, the child. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My grandmother, I was on the phone with her earlier this week. I interrupted her while she was something. She said, "Shut up, Melissa." And I said,
something's never changed.
And that's what you do. Yes, ma'am.
Because best believe the next time she sees me, she will remember that. And she will still slap me.
Yes.
And I would deserve it.
Yes, and we still scared.
We still scared.
You know, honey, us white people, honey, are going to have to just pull it together, honey. Because Chelsea Handler needs an astronomy lesson. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So Chelsea Handler was recently on The Tonight Show when Jimmy Fallon asked her about a joke she did on her special, about a discovery she made on her trip to Africa when she was 40 years old. Now, Chelsea shared the story that her and her sister were on a safari in Africa when her sister told her to look up, because it's not too often that you get to see the sun and the moon at the same time. Well, Chelsea was a little confused, because guess what, y'all?
What?
Chelsea done damn thought for 40 years that the sun and the moon were the same thing.
What?
Chelsea assumed when the sun went down, it just popped back up as the moon.
Oh, please.
You know what?
Her jokes are too smart for her to
There's no way.
Did she never pay attention in school?
Ever?
Yeah. No, she lying, honey.
If you really did believe that, why would you tell that to the world?
Well, she thought damn 50 Cent was when she was with him.
A white man.
Okay, and a black man.
It was reconfirmed to me recently over the holidays that it is skating rink and not skating ring, because as a child, I thought it was the roller skating ring, because it's a circle.
Yeah,
it's
that makes sense.
I understood when I got there that it read Derry Ashford Roller Skating Rink. I was like, rink? We went over the holiday. I was like, oh, this is where I learned that. I was like 10, 11.
That was cute. And I still say skating ring.
Oh, okay, you do.
Yeah, I say skating rink,
but it's
girl.
A rink.
Skating rink.
What's a rink?
We don't know, but that's what it's called.
Rink.
It's a skating rink.
I don't know. They didn't ask me for
it. Is
the
it
name.
Corn rolls or corn rolls?
Rose, because they're rose, right? Or do they roll?
I'm gonna try marinate them now.
No.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.